Dr. James Pennebaker has spent years studying how people cope with trauma, both as individuals and as part of a community. He followed the after effects of the Loma Prieta earthquake and towns that experienced mass shootings, among other events. I asked him to describe what he's found in his research.
So let's start with individuals. If a person faces some kind of upsetting experience, it's important to appreciate that this major upheaval touches every part of their lives. It touches their financial issues, their relationships with others, their habits, their sleeping patterns. It has a tremendous effect on their physical health, their mental health, and of course, their entire social world. And one of the problems is that when this occurs, one of the natural things that we do and one of the healthiest things that we can do is be around others and be able to talk to them and to share our experience. But what's particularly damaging is if a person's in a situation where they cannot share easily with others. So early in my career, I focused on individual traumatic experiences and found that people who were keeping big experiences secret, those people had far more health problems than people who were able to share their experiences. But then when I started to study communities that faced major upheavals, such as the fires that have occurred, in the first days and even weeks, oddly, communities are surprisingly healthy, partly because people really draw together. But an interesting thing starts to happen, usually about a month or 2 months afterwards, and that is people still want to talk about their own experiences, but they get to the point that they get sick of hearing about other people's experiences. In fact, I remember we were studying the big earthquake in San Francisco, and we were interviewing people, and I remember seeing one of my team members reported seeing somebody wearing a t-shirt starting about a month after the earthquake that said, "Thank you for not sharing your earthquake experience." And I think this is one of the insidious things about something as horrible as the people have experienced in these California fires, is that not only have they suffered these terrible losses, terrible upheavals, but their social world is now much more fragile than it was even in the weeks afterwards. One of the things that I've studied for many years is the power of writing. And the idea here is that people benefit from just going off and being by themselves for as little as 15 minutes a day for only 3 or 4 days, and just sitting down and writing about your thoughts and feelings about this upheaval that's occurred, asking yourself, how has this affected my life? Why am I so upset? How does this tie into other issues in my life, or how you're dealing with things on a day-to-day level? And what's interesting about this writing method is that it gives people an opportunity to really stand back and look at how this event is touching every part of their lives. And this is something that's really hard to do when you're just walking along thinking about the event. So this is an opportunity for people to be completely honest with themselves. It helps them to start to put things together. I typically just say, look, just try it 3 or 4 times. And if it afterwards you feel better, great. You need to do more if you want to, but there's no reason to. But if after 4 or 5 days or 3 or 4 days you're writing and you think this isn't working at all, try something else. The first step is simply putting an upsetting experience into words is beneficial, whether talking or writing. One reason I often push writing is because there's not that social element. You know, very often we start to tell people about these horrible things and you can see on their faces they don't want to listen to it, or that they're so eager to either jump in and give you advice, which you don't need, or they want to tell you their stories instead of listening to yours. So that's why I really often recommend writing. There's a whole group of methods that we know that can help reduce stress: meditation or yoga, jogging, talking to a professional. So there are dozens of things that we know are beneficial. My recommendation is experiment. See what works for you, because everybody deals with these upheavals in very different ways.
That was Dr. James Pennebaker. He's a professor at the University of Texas and the author of Writing to Heal. To learn more about Dr. Pennebaker's Writing for Healing process, visit myNSPR.org.